What the heck was this UFO? Many people saw it over Hawaii a couple days ago. What was that about?
They were just checking to make sure you didn't fuck it off again, Bob. You and them problems. you cause the trouble all the time, so they had to make sure you were okay.
So are these aliens from outer space or from the Pentagon? Do they have their vehicle somewhere in Utah? What? That's so funny.
From outer space. Where would they come from otherwise, Bob? They're from inner space. They came from inner space. See, they're aliens from inner space. They're from Tijuana, Bob. The space aliens from Tijuana, Mexico.
They are out there. They aren't the guys in the Pentagon. They're connected to the Pentagon, but they're not the Pentagon people, aliens. They're out there in space monitoring the world with the pterodactyl.
But it's just like the Americans that raided the Capitol today. That's not all Americans. You understand that? That's not all
in the
Capitol. Right. There are more Americans. There's more Americans than just that. But see, America attacked the White House today, but not all Americans, okay? So the aliens that flew over Maui, that's not all aliens. It was some of them, you think.
Right, so the Americans, were they a lot of them dead people?
Not necessarily, no.
Well, what are you saying? There's Americans who attacked, breached the Capitol building, but they're not all Americans? Well, what are you saying
right.
there? They're not all... Well, what's your point that they're not
America,
all Americans?
Not everybody. They attacked the Capitol, but everybody didn't attack the Capitol. So there's more aliens and there's more Americans than that.
Right. So there's more. The ones in the Pentagon, there's more than those. There's others.
Correct.
Okay.
And there's more people than attacked the Capitol today. And let me tell you what, and Landers will never get over this. I can tell you, the better part of decorum has left the field, the playground. That's all we got to see. It's pretty bad.
Are a lot of Americans going to stay up all night and watch the TV and keep on tabs what's going on?
Oh, why not? It just becomes, remember when we talked about that the tail was wagging the dog? This becomes the fodder. This becomes the fodder. After you pull the corn, you pull the leaves off and pull the fodder. Now they're starting to pull the fodder, Bob, so they can put it in the barn.
How does that look when the people out there pull the fodder? What does that look like?
They're standing around everywhere, hugging each other, rubbing up each other, talking about how they whooped ass of democracy and these yellow dog Democrats run around here think they run some. We run them. They don't run us no more. You ain't gonna tell us what to do. You ain't gonna make these goddamn laws that you don't follow. You're going to make a law, by God, we're going to see you follow it first. If not, we're going to chop your head off. That's what we're going to do. You pass a law that you don't follow, we're going to chop your head off right then. Now you'll slow down passing them goddamn laws and nobody's going to follow. Yeah, you're pretty smart. You think you're funny. Well, last. Kookaburra, last.
Okay, Ion, this morning on the lefty Twitter area, they showed five older black people doing a dance in an office somewhere, it's probably in Atlanta, and they implied they were cheering because Warlock and Fluff won and Fluffler lost. They were celebrating. They're not celebrating now, I don't think, but the other people, the Americans, the pigeons out there celebrating and rubbing up each other all over America. They recognize the breach.
You just said that. I know that. They are dancing and that kind of stuff, but they're not dancing for the right reason. They think that they've got a
position. Who are you talking
now.
About? The black people? Wait. I brought up the black people in the office. You're talking about them not dancing for the right reason?
Correct. They're dancing because they were all excited that they are now can have socialism in America.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, and they're dancing about that. But the problem is they don't really want socialism because what they find out in 1 second is they're not free either. They want everything paid, but that means everything has to be paid for. And the people who said everything's paid ain't the ones writing the check, you see.
Yeah, okay. Right. So the people writing the check are out there dancing tonight.
Yes. Because they're not going to pay the bill. We're done. We're not going to have it. The police are fighting them. They're pushing in. They're pushing them back. They got their stick. Oh, it's
you're
so
describing.
Fun.
You're describing it right now. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on right now? Yeah.
Okay. So here's the
them old fat, guards shaking their pistols at these people. They ain't shooting nobody, but they shaking them pistols at them. Carolyn, don't shake that pistol, honey. If you draw a pistol, you're gonna aim a gun, shoot it. Don't aim it if you ain't gonna shoot it.
Yeah. Are you saying the police are shaking the pistol, or the people are shaking the pistol?
The guards were shaking the pistol in the Capitol before they had it under control.
Before they had, they now have it under control.
So they think it's under control presently. So they think. We would say so they have subjugated, but it's fleeting, Bob. Fleeting.
Okay. Are there people tonight saying, I'm going to Washington out there in the Maryland?
No. They're saying, I'm going to the Walmart. I'm going to the Walmart, Bob. I'm not going. I'm going to the Walmart. I'm going to go stock up on the toilet tissue, and I'm going to get something from the Costco, and I'm going to get some of them fruit cups, some of them little fruit cups. I need some of them. And some Benny Winnies, and I'm going to get some groceries, some Spam, and some pig.
They see a problem coming for circulation of product.
This is going to invigorate. They may have to set up a whole other distribution center. They may have to set up for the Trump people to get those truck drivers or Trump drivers. The truck drivers going to be able to get the groceries. The dog Democrats, they run everything. They have everything. They know everything. They're doing everything. They don't need no help. They can do it for themselves. Nasty Pelosi's got all the ice cream in the world. She don't need no ice cream. She got it all whooped. So handle it yourself.
So part of the Civil War is the Trump side is weak on the trucking level.
The Teamsters and the trucking organizations could shut this country down in a day. One day.
Right. So they could work for Pelosi and Biden against Trump.
But they don't. They don't like Pelosi and Biden because they're fixing that to pay $10 a gallon for diesel that Biden gets in there. Well, fuck that. They're going to have to buy an electric truck that they don't have even invented yet.
Okay. What is Jill Biden thinking? She's caught not. She's clear
she's
thinking.
She's got a nice fifth of gin trying to make the world go away, Bob.
Okay.
Because, see, now what's happened is the tech body itself is taking form. You haven't asked what percentage it is now, Bob. It's a little bit more. We're not answering either, so don't worry about it. Forget about it, because we're not answering.
That's
a battle, Bob. That's the difference between China and the mountain. That's the difference between a little man's power and God's power. This is the connection. This is that revelatory oomph. This is the deal we've been saying since Itch. Y'all, whoever y'all is, come on and come into your place of power. Or if you don't, all this power you're creating is going to be taken from you by the tech body. And it's going to be more powerful than you. And either you're going to become a god or you're going to serve one.
Right. So
just as Sun Ra tried to tell you but didn't know.
He didn't know really what he was warning us about.
Correct.
Or helping.
Very good.
Yeah.
You're smart, Bob. You're so smart.
He had the right words, but he didn't fully have the right imagery to accompany the words.
Exactly. Well, he had no piss in the power. Got to have power to piss, Bob. But he had no power in the piss. So he was just.
Well, how did he get so close? He was half ascending, or
on it. He kept saying it. He kept vomiting it up, and every time he did it, he horked up something, and that's what he went with. So the horking became the moderated view. The horking became the moderated view. And you either embraced it or you didn't. And he did, some did.
Did Zappa do any of that kind of stuff?
tried to, but he couldn't even convince himself, let alone anybody else. See, right. it became the hoisted host of confusion, and so that became the moniker, the thing you look through, the one eye blind. So what you saw was all you could see.
Was McLuhan similarly confused?
You mean Marge? No, Marge had it together, but she couldn't get any audience.
Right.
And Marshall likely didn't either. When he had an audience, he didn't know what to do with it. See, he was pretty much a hypocrite too.
And so the same confusion or little man characteristics are applied.
I know you're right. Your words are good, but Marshall knew he was a hypocrite. That's the difference. Marshall McLuhan knew he was a hypocrite. And so you at least can have a little respect for that. So we'll give you that.
Was Zappa a hypocrite?
He didn't even know where he was. He didn't even know where he was.
What about Dr. Beter? Was Dr. Beter half clear?
No, he was an information junkie. He just wanted information that would make something be informed.
Mm.
That's all.
What about Garrett?
Garrett was a philosopher trying to make the P in philosophy.
The P, the urine?
Well, no, just the P, like the P, like psi, T-S-I, pi.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to put the psi in philosophy.
Yes, and P, I, and pi.
Oh, pi, yeah, okay. And then what about Mae Brussels?
She was a stenographer. She was trying to tell what you were told. And then told you that you were told the stuff that you knew. That you could read it in the newspaper. There's nothing special going on here. I just read the paper. What's wrong with you? Oh, okay. get the recording on Wednesday. We do the recording next Wednesday. You'll find out about last Wednesday. Come on. Be ready.
What about Herbert W. Armstrong?
Oh, yeah. Praise God and pass the ammunition. He was trying to tell you how this power that you had to subdue to, the way to do it was to yield, meaning you gave your heart to God. And we say the same thing. We say the same thing because when you change the pericardium, that becomes the heart of God. You have God's heart. That's like King David. They said he was a man after God's own heart. He was, but he wasn't baldy enough to eat the shoe bread off the altar, which was made for a king. See how that goes?
Oh,
the reference is he made clear those, it's a palindrome, I'll give you that, but at least it's some
kind
of
reference. He wrote the menu.
But there was no a la carte in his menu. Menus aren't menus unless you have an a la carte option. It becomes just a buffet. You got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to run this, and you got to do that, and that's it. This is how you do it, and this is how you ask Jesus to come into your heart. You got to read the Bible. We're going to put across the world of God over the whole wide world, and Jesus is going to come, and you're going to be judged. That's the quick and the dead. And then you're going to go to hell if you don't turn to God, and, you know, that kind of thing. And so the point then is noted that he was correct. He just didn't give you the rest of the story. So he set the menu minus the a la carte option, which is just to ascend, to engage the heart of God. Because we said it once or twice, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
All right, how about LaRouche? Was he confused?
He was scared. That all that work comes from the position when you're afraid. When you are afraid. Fear builds walls, never bridges.
How about Dave Worster?
Who?
Was he confused? Dave Worster, was he confused?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Paul Shockley?
Deluded.
Yeah.
He had a little too much, but he had a little petard problem, hysterically.
Hysterically. Okay. All right. Okay. So then, Ayam said that Uncle was back there before the foundation.
Yeah.
Was Mel back there before the foundation?
Computer says yes.
And what is the foundation? The beginning of the fall?
No. The beginning of the God.
Okay, so what were we before we became God? Or before the foundation?
We were God.
But we were creating a new ratio, a new perspective of God?
You had to prove God in order to be God. You were God, you came from God, but in order to prove it, it's like science. The only way it is if science can't disprove it. Well, now science can't disprove these walking gods now. So therefore, gods have to be, because science can't disprove it. And so that's the rub, the test, the war in heaven. That would be that place of before time.
Right. That's
the word you're trying to come up with, is before time.
Yeah, you're describing before the foundation.
Yes.
Was Ophanel and Carolyn?
Yes.
Iffy before the foundation?
What do you mean iffy? I don't know what that means.
Carolyn. Iffy. Iffy. ISS.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying iffy. You were saying iffy. Iffy. No, Carolyn, iffy, what are you talking about? She's the least iffy person we know. Iffy.
You know,
that may stick too, Bob. That is terrible. You're terrible. She's going to call 10,000 angels or 500,000 Americans to beat your ass. You know that if you keep going. So you know. It's possible. She has the power. Just saying.
She
borrowed it from Bert.
Yes. Were the Coathanites before the foundation?
Yes, they certainly were. And that's that. And that's what moved the level of what you call the Moabites.
You mean the Moabites were influenced by the Coathanites?
Well, of course, Bob, you know that. We've gone through that 10,000, 7,000, 8,000 times.
I know, but the Moabites are not before the foundation.
No, they're not. They came after, but that's the lineage, the line, the lineage.
Yeah, they were the best. Yeah. They were the best off connected. So the ascended continent or the Yamaka continent, they weren't part of the Coathanite line?
Yeah. We're going to let that go. There's a little cleanup that you might want to do, but it's perfectly all right. You're okay, because the storyline hasn't been broken, and you don't need that's not part. I mean, it's like Agatha Christie missing a line. You're still not going to change the plot, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so
Chaucer, you miss one line, and you don't even know what you're talking about anymore. You know what I mean?
Right, so the ascended continent was before the foundation.
Yes.
Which
is what Wyndham Lewis was trying to teach you, but couldn't.
He was sorry that he couldn't teach me.
Sorry has been no good, not good enough to teach you.
Right. So the foundation is the beginning of time. But the fall is later with Noah and the flood and Adam and Eve.
That was caused. You got too many neophytes in there, Bob. You got to bring yourself back to your place of power. That's what they're doing. Back to your place of power. And that's the history that you're trying to point or make or whatever it is you do.
The people before the entities, the beings before the foundation, how many were there of them?
Several.
Among Ophanel. There wasn't 100,000.
Oh, no. Now they got them. They got their full armor, and they got their big shield, and they're lined up ash to ash, thick as thieves, with people got their hands up, and they're walking 10 steps and pushing the protesters back. And then they come up and they wait, they stand there and they look at them real mean, terse, like, and they come at them 10 steps, pushing them. And they all just taking pictures. It's like Buckingham Palace, you know, when Winston Churchill fucked up and they like lost it. Anyway, They're doing that now, and then they push him. It's 10 feet, and they push. It's so hysterical. People smoking cigarettes. It's unbelievable what you see.
The people today. The people pushing the protesters are the Kohathanites?
Guards.
Is that what you're saying?
The guards. No. The guards are pushing. The guards are pushing the people, and they wait, and they push 10 feet, and then they stop, and then they push 10 feet. They're pushing them out.
Yeah, well, why are you bringing them up? We're talking about before the foundation. Why are you bringing that up?
No, we just tell you how they are pushing out. That's sort of what the Kohathanites laid as a condition of the little man's status. They're being pushed.
Right, okay.
Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty was pushed.
Was I the General Patton of the Kohathanites?
Or the Rumsfeld.
Donald Rumsfeld. What we known, what we unknown, and the known unknown. And the unknown unknown.
We don't know what we don't know.
That's me. That's what I'm saying all the time. We don't know what we don't know.
Oh. How clever you are, Bob.
Okay, so then the Milky Way and insula nose, that relationship. Do we say the insula nose grows by absorbing the carbon?
The carbon that makes the cloud is the basis that stabilizes the insula nose, which is super sugar, which sets a chain reaction which breaches the foundation of the Milky Way, which makes the Milky Way oxidize or erode. But now, that's part of the aspect once the troposphere and the stratosphere flip, once that happens, then what happens is you'll start to see the negative pH more prominent. You're seeing bumps of it now. But it's not stable. Once it gets stable, then it's stable. You know what I mean? Then you're all right. Wait, that's not true. You're not all right. You're going to be great if you ascend. If you don't ascend, it ain't going to be very good.
Right. So what you just said, can I broadcast that part about the Milky Way?
Why not? It's okay. Throw the dog a bone. Come on.
Has Big Pharma given up listening to us and trying to copy what we do?
No, Carolyn's going to let them miss one more payment. And if they miss one more payment, then she's going to have to foreclose. But we're going to give them one more month because COVID and all, she's being very nice. And it has helped her sales, so she's not complaining, you see.
Yeah, but I'm saying Big Pharma, they're listening to try to imitate what we do, and she's going to give them one more month to try
to
imitate.
One more month, and if they miss another payment, then they're going to have to go.
Okay. The Milky Way, I say there's non-physical out there in the stars. That's part of nature. That's non-physical.
Stars are in
so the
eyes, Bob.
Yeah, so the Milky Way, that's my old quote from 75, 76.
Bob.
Right. So Milky Way...
It's deteriorating. It's going supernova.
Yeah, it's supernova because it's part of the fallen Earth.
No, supernova. That's why you have to leave.
Right, and we're going to a more solid place, Andromeda Galaxy. It's not subject to erosion.
Right. That's why you put on your little sign, no force, 10, no peace.
P-E-A-C-E?
P-E-A-C-E,
Yeah. Okay, so the little reflections, when we get to Andromeda Galaxy, in Scheele's painting, there are two vortexes down the bottom. They're the Earth that is parallel to Andromeda. What is living on Earth if everybody's human has gone to the Andromeda Galaxy? What is happening here to the new Earth that are here?
The only thing to be left is cockroaches, Bob.
Okay, so they're going to be here. And they're the leftover of the fallen Earth. They're the residue.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing it's not going to be wonderful.
You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. It's going to. It'll be. Hey, just like Carolyn's gifts, it'll be repurposed. You know, when people give her chintzy stuff, she'll repurpose it. That's how I do it.
Did you say Carolyn's gifts? Carolyn's gifts will be repurposed.
When Carolyn gets gifts that she doesn't care for, she can repurpose them. So America will be repurposed. It won't be wasted. It'll be repurposed.
There'll be more than cockroaches on it.
No comment.
Right. Okay.
That's going to develop, and it doesn't help you to know that. So putting that down for you to banter to and with isn't necessary, you see.
I can broadcast what you're saying there.
Oh, please. Please be our gifted gift.
Okay. Was the super sugar in before the foundation?
Yeah, it was. It was that was in the rivers that evaporated in the living water. Yes.
Was the Milky Way before the foundation? I would say no.
No, it was not.
Right.
There was smoke and gas so that you'd have cover. You'd have this race to be able to ascend.
But there was super sugar.
And the
eye cell was before the foundation.
Yeah, with the foundation, yeah. But that was created at the fall of man, really.
Okay, that's different from the super sugar. It's a later development. The eye cell, so later development from the super sugar, right?
Mostly.
Yeah. The bread of life was before the foundation?
No, Bob, this is ridiculous. All these aspects came when you got little man. They were here. They've always been here. There's nothing new under the sun. So to go through bread piece by piece by piece, was there barley before the fall of man? Yes, Bob, there was barley, but they didn't use it. So going through this step by step by step is not beneficial to what you're trying to ask. What you're trying to ask is all these implements that you used to ascend, when did they come into play? Okay, great question, Bob. They came into play when little men fell from the grace and glory of God. So that's when they became noted and used. It's kind of like elements now that Carolyn uses to make her tinctures and her medicines and her elixirs. All of that's already been here. So you mean Remag has always been here? Yep, but nobody knew how to use it till just now. So that's what you're actually trying to note. Do you see?
Good.
There's nothing new.
Yeah.
Just like Abraham Lincoln had everything he needed to build a cell phone in his presidency. But he didn't have a cell phone. Why? What was wrong with him? Stupid? Did he not know that everything was here to make one? See?
Yes. So Uncle was before the foundation. Okay, we already said that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You're doing so good, Bob.
All you know, Amazon, they've got their finger in agriculture, space flight, all those things that Bezos is trying to innovate in. We take over those things and do it better than Amazon, correct?
He can't pay for it.
Right.
They say they do, but he can't pay.
Yeah, they showed Bezos strutting around like it was Bob on the beach. That's a bunch of bullshit, but he's attempting to be, right?
No, he's trying to get Elon Musk dick hard enough so they could have a little relationship, so they could be...
He likes Elon, okay.
No, that's what Elon's able to get away with, but he can't get away with. He bumps into trouble, and Elon Musk says, well, I want to create a whole new world. Okay, here's your financing. We'll loan you all the money to start a new world. No problem, and he doesn't... He says he wants to sell one thing, and they go, you're trying to take over. It's a monopoly. So he's funny.
Well, why is Elon get away with stuff? Is he an alien?
Bob, don't do that. You're not going to sit here and put somebody in goddamn power and then ask us those questions like you're not perfectly aware that you did every step of that, every SpaceX, my damn ass. Yeah, good luck with that. We're going to out you. You better behave. Don't be asking questions.
He,
I bet you know full well why he's where he is.
And that, he knows why he's there.
Of course he does. That's why he can tweet stupid stuff and manipulate his stock and move and start a new company in Texas in one day. It could have taken 20 years to build in California. And he spent a couple of $1 billion and he just walked away from it and said, here, you can have it. I'm through. Bye, Stickle.
And he's able to do that because he works for me?
What do you think, Bob? Chances are,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Looking
all
up,
right.
Bob. You're looking up. Looking up any
all
day
right.
now, Bob.
Here's a statement by Ion, I think. I insist the tech body has to sop up the juice before the vaccines kick in. The juice would be the virus, the bacteria.
Did we say juice or Jews?
Okay, great.
Maybe a little both. We'll suck up the Jews and some of the juice. Yeah, that won't hurt. Won't hurt a thing, Bob.
So you do that, and that's the preparation of our bodies. Then you get the vaccine, and you drop dead. Or are people getting vaccines now, and it percolates for a while with the virus they already have
yeah,
in them?
Yeah, you're going to work on, you're trying to establish something called herd immunity. The more they talk
yes.
about herd, I mean, have you heard, Bob, about herd immunity? The more you hear
yeah.
about herd immunity, the closer it comes, the sooner you better have extra body bags.
Right.
Will you ask Carolyn if she doesn't mind putting some body bags in people's orders so if people die around them, they'll have a way to put their bodies in a sack so they won't be all over the place so they can pick them up? That'd be a good, nice community service, don't you think?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So the tech body has to sop up the bacterial, and that's going into people now.
A lot of them did. Not all.
Right, and then then they'll get the vaccination. They haven't got it yet.
A lot of them have.
Okay. Is that in the right sequence? Will the vaccination kill them, but not right away?
Right. You don't have the swine flu is on them yet.
Right, so they don't have the okay, but they got the vaccination. So you don't have okay. The virus generally the bacteria comes after the vaccination.
The death comes. So you're confusing us the whole thing.
Right, the death comes, but you are set up to be killed by getting the vaccination first, and then you get the swine flu, the
right.
divine swine. Okay, but you can get the virus before that, the bacteria, then be vaccinated. It's the same effect. Doesn't matter the
yes.
order.
But
all
typically,
right,
if you've had it, you don't get vaccinated. Typically.
Right, so that can get you out of it. So that means
maybe.
you get the vaccination before you get the virus. Okay, so everybody, millions
sure.
of people have been vaccinated. They've been set up.
Mm-hmm.
And now the bacteria surfacing. So we're talking deaths, dropping dead. It will start happening in a month or so. Would you agree?
We don't do the month or so, but soon.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The Edinburgh company generates electricity from gravity. That's bullshit, right?
Yeah. That's an example to teach people that it is possible, and that's all they need is to know that it's possible, so then they'll embrace your version of it. Because it's possible.
Yeah, it's just like the UFOs. People are being prepared for the Bob world. They're seeing
uh-huh.
it.
So now when they say the UFOs are coming, they go, UFOs? What? They're UFOs? Now they go, oh, yeah, that's right. Shit, they've been in San Bernardino forever.
Right, but they say that's Bob. That's preparation
right.
for Bob. So the world's being conditioned.
They don't know anything, Bob. They bless Bob and curse Bob very readily.
Okay, so right now, these events on January 6th happened on Bob's anniversary from 1984 on purpose because it's Bob's script that's unfolding here.
That is correct.
Part of the tech body, who mm-hmm. is actually getting more. It's like 4/11 is the tech body now, not 3/11.
At least.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for putting this in. And
Happy days. It might be fun. Hope they make it till Saturday. You want to show up Saturday? What do you think? Want to give it a go?
If we're here, I will.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We will too. We'll try it and see how it goes.
Oh, happy,
thanks,
Dr.
Zion.
Happy good.